Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Good morning, Northeast Florida, Jacksonville, golf headquarters of the world. Welcome to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro with Super Looper, Caddy Mike Correo. Hey, Caddy Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Thomas.
You had a good week?
Great to be here. I had a great week. I had a great week this week, great week last week. You know, this started the day after last week's show. Great Father's Day, U.S. Open. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's funny after a major how in our business, in the golf retail business, how the dynamics of the shoppers are. It can be incredibly like tsunami-like, or it can be really quiet and then tsunami-like.
Right.
You just never know when the wave's coming. This week, it's been all week.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was a phenomenal U.S. Open.
Oh.
So we're going to talk a lot about that during the show this week. But first off, we want to say howdy to Mayor Matt in the box. It keeps us in the middle of the fairway.
Yes.
I do the best that I can, at least. I can't control you guys all the time. I mean, it's hard to keep Caddy Mike on a
yes,
swivel, right?
That's exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. When you curve the ball and hit it offline as much as I do, it's tough to get it back in the fairway.
Well, you know, he wears that kill switch finger out. He's got it right there on the button.
What is the delay button now, Matthew? And you can lie if you want to buffer it a little bit.
It actually used to be longer, but now it's down to 30 seconds, a whole 30 seconds.
Well, that's easy. No problem.
Oh, that's plenty of time.
No problem for you.
Hey, we are the Edwin Watts Golf Team. We're here live every Saturday from 10 to 11 on 1010XL AM and 92.5 FM. And we're here to bring you golf. Talk about golf, be golf, tell you about golf specials. And we couldn't do that without our title sponsors of Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf Shop. And, man, let me tell you what, we're going to talk a lot about Ping Golf.
Oh, boy.
This show.
You talk about a tsunami. That would be a good word for what's happening with that golf company.
They are taking over the
world.
I love it.
Play
your best. Mm-hmm. Hey, and Edwin Watts Golf Shop, we have been in the Jacksonville Northeast Florida region for over 20 years. Edwin Watts Golf is over 50 years old. We are a division of Worldwide Golf Shops, the largest golf retailer in the world, the most certified number one golf retailer in the world. So when you travel, keep us in mind. We have Roger Dunn Golf Shops on the west part of the United States. We have Vans, Golf Mart, Golfers Warehouse, Unique to Golf. We've got a brand new location we just acquired in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's on
nice.
Dean Martin Drive, I believe.
We'll be reserving that trip, Matthew.
Better believe it.
Go see the Las Vegas Raiders and, you know, take care of business.
So, hey, also keep in mind, we have two incredible locations here in the Northeast Florida Jacksonville area to take care of all your golfing needs from beginner to expert, men's, ladies, juniors, A to Z. That's a Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler out at the beach side across the intercoastal, back at the Home Depot Plaza. So stop in and say Bill and Rob and John and the gang. And on the south side at Phillips Highway and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall. Conveniently located, easy to get to. And we are right next door to Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles. And guess what? If you got a family pet, doggy Poochie, Dogtopia. All right, so we're surrounded by cool stuff. So stop in and see us. And oh, by the way, folks, if you have friends from out of town and they didn't bring their golf clubs, specifically contact at 904-246-7893, the beach location of Edwin Watts Golf, because they have rentals. Top line, Caddy Mike,
complete,
top line.
Complete
Titleist Ping. Okay, they have all the brands, right-hand, left-hand, ladies, for you to rent. It's about $40, $45 a day. call
which
ahead.
Is less than it would cost you to ship your clubs on the airplane, for
That's
sure.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So call ahead at 904-246-7893 and reserve your rental set for your friends that are out of town without clubs so you can go play golf.
Good stuff.
Wow. U.S. Open, a lot of really, really, really cool stuff happened. And speaking of U.S. Open, Caddy Mike, we still have a small window for you to stop in your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop and get your name in a bucket for a drawing for a limited. And you saw it on TV for 4 days, the limited U.S. Open Tour Callaway staff bag embroidered. Okay? We're going to draw a name, and someone's going to win that bag out of each of our locations. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got one. The beach store has one.
Yeah,
all
I
our stores
it.
In the company
it's
have a bag.
I saw it yesterday.
Man, it is unreal.
And they were keeping their eye on me for some reason. Because I was hanging out around this beautiful staff bag.
So you do not have to buy anything. You can run in
is
the
that
door.
Good until the end of the month, Tom?
No, that is good through the 24th is the deadline.
Monday.
So after the 24th, we're going to draw
today, tomorrow.
A name. Mm-hmm. Now, on top of that, they're going to send in names to home office, and there's going to be one person nationwide drawn. One person's going to win nationwide out of the whole company. Going to be rigged out in Callaway Golf Clubs.
Ooh.
So get your name in a bucket. If you don't win the bag, you might win the grand prize.
Grand prize.
Okay, so stop in one of two locations here in Jacksonville, Florida. Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler, Edwin Watts Golf, or Southside on Phillips and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Ebony's Mall, and drop your name in a bucket for a chance to win in the Callaway Sweepstakes. It's called the Majors, Callaway Majors, like sweepstakes.
Beautiful.
Really, really cool stuff. When you're in the shop, find out what our 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee program is all about. We're the originators. It started in the early 60s. That means that, what does that mean, Caddy Mike?
It means in worldwide golf, you have it's like a mulligan policy. Up to 90 days, no matter what you get, if you play it for a while, if it doesn't work out, you know, to the best of what you thought it would, come back in. No problem. We'll take care of it because we want you to be happy. And how many places or businesses do that? I'm counting on my fingers, taking the thumb out, a couple fingers out.
I see an empty hand.
Like none in retail.
Yeah,
it doesn't
up.
Happen.
Yeah.
So that means we're confident in our products. We're confident in our associates and the people that help you. And we want to say, look, we want you to play better golf. The whole point of Ping Golf is play your best. We want you to play better golf so you get a second chance. And it works out beautifully.
Well, you can also go to Worldwide Golf Shop's website and sign in for, you know, get started. Okay, what's that mean? Just put in your email and that'll subscribe you to our email list,
oh, cool.
Receive our weekly newsletter, new arrivals, exclusive offers, events, exclusive interviews, and more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can go on that site. There's podcasts. There's all kind of cool stuff. And it lists our specials, such as previous year, while they last, previous year Titleist Pro V golf balls are $39.99 while they last. OGO Shadow golf bags have a $30 instant rebate. That's a OGO Shadow stand bag, okay? Really kind of neat stuff. There's electronics on sale through the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Callaway Rogue has a price drop on their woods and irons being repositioned. There's been a price reposition on Cobra F8 product. Specials across the board. Titleist still has to July 7th. They have a trade-in, trade-up, 50% trade bonus for the TS2 and TS3 drivers. Drivers only. All right, so there's a lot of specials. So stop in your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop located at Phillips Highway and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall, or Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler, the back of the Home Depot Plaza, and find out all the specials we have for you to get you through the summer.
Yeah, get out of the heat for an hour or two and come on by.
All right, so we're going to get out of the heat here and go to our first break on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour with Caddy Mike Correa, Super Looper. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro, Mayor Matt in the box. And we'll be right back, brought to you by Ping Golf, Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Good morning. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. I'm not fading away yet, folks, so hang on. All right, we got Caddy Mike, Super Looper, Mayor Matt in the box. And Caddy Mike, is this for real? We got Is this Gary Woodland on the phone? Gary, is this Gary Woodland?
I wish I got his paycheck from the U.S.
Open. Because he said Gary on line one. Wow. I thought, you know, that's cool.
Hey, Tom, Mike, good to talk to you again. You've had so many guests the last couple of weeks that I miss talking golf with you guys.
Well, bring it on, baby.
Nothing against Pebble Beach. I know Jack Nicklaus is quoted as saying, if I had one round of golf left, it would be at Pebble. But, guys, I want to see where even par one under to one over wins the tournament. I like where they're having it next year at Wingfoot. I like a tough test. If I want 1,300, no offense, I can watch these guys any week.
Don't you think, Gary, don't you think that was weather-related, the fact that it was so calm, there was no wind?
A little bit, Mike. The wind didn't blow as much, but I still think that the pebble, the rough, isn't as conducive as East Coast rough. You know how squirrely and tangly it gets?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been in that rough. It's no fun at all.
I like it. The more the pros are complaining, Tom, the more I like it. That means it's a great course.
I'm with you,
that's
Gary.
That's what Tom,
you know?
Tom is exactly, you know, like that. I'm he the likes same way. It when they bitch and moan.
Let me, you know, Gary, I get to play some nice places and some that are, you know, not so nice. And A to Z, I don't mind. Golf is golf. I'm never going to complain about conditions. I'm going to accept what's in front of me. And if it's really hard and challenging and difficult, so be it. That's part of the game. That's like people go, oh, I can't buy a tour blade because it's got a small squeeze spot. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, but then it's hard to hit. Well, yeah. Isn't the point of the game to learn how to hit the sweet spot? So I like tough conditions. Unfortunately, I think the USGA did a lot of – they did more better, we'll say, phrase it this way. They did more better things.
They were afraid of the course last setup, couple of years.
And they were really rolling the dice at the weather and the wind was going to kick up, and it didn't.
Right. The other thing was – because they had a lot of moisture early, and the marine layer, excuse me, came in, and the greens were so perfect. If you go back in time, Gary, and look at the U.S. Open from 2010 with Graham McDowell and 2000 Tiger, the grass is green and crusty and bouncy, you know, all at POA, but they were really smooth, and they were holding a little bit, because we talked last week about on Sunday, if it gets that first bounce, is a big bounce on small greens, that big bounce can take them over the green. And you really didn't get as much of that as they normally do on big tour.
Hey, Tom, let them hit striped golf balls on the driving range, not them brand new Titleists. They really love it, huh? hey, guys, but the other thing is, I'm getting so tired of, you know, Dustin Johnson. Anybody that bets Dustin Johnson to win a major, that hack, and Fowler. He gets the contention and just takes it away. I'll be giving the big Fowler's never going to win a major. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Gary, thanks a lot. Welcome. We really appreciate you calling
in.
Hey,
if Fowler calls on line one, put him right through, Matthew.
Hey, that's what our show is about, is the participation.
I get it.
Everybody jumping in and
golf,
giving their share.
You have to beat everybody.
That's it.
They don't give you majors.
So, Gary, thanks a lot. You know, I've said it, and I'm telling you, I've been out there. The ball change is what's really thrown Ricky off. Okay?
Yeah, he did.
You
he
can't,
switched from
you can't change a
Titleist
ball
forever
at that
to
level.
A TaylorMade something.
I've been playing Titleist all these years, and all of a sudden, here's the new ball. Yeah, it was better for four, five, six rounds. I like the sound. I like the feel. I like the action coming to the green. But when the gun is on you, man, there's a lot more to it than those first five rounds and testing a ball and signing it for a paycheck.
And
okay?
the thing that happened to Ricky this week, which I think is a thing that's keeping him from winning more tournaments, period, and majors, is the big number and the big score. He played very well on Thursday. I think he was, you know, a few shots under par, and then he shot 76 or 77.
You're out.
Not 71 or 2.
No, you're out.
But 76 or 77. The next day, and you cannot win. Championship golf now, Tom, I'm going to ask you a question about this, is more about avoiding bogeys than making tons of birdies. That's Molinari, that's the way he plays all the time. If you look at Koepka, he doesn't make a lot of bogeys. And so the birdies, he gets them where they come. If he makes four or five birdies or six birdies, he's going to shoot four or five under par. And I think that that is a thing that derails Ricky more than
anything.
Come on,
say the magic word, Caddy Mike. All right, what you just said comes immediately to mind. It's called patience.
Yeah.
Folks, when you're playing golf, you have to just take what you're given and be patient. If you try to force any shot on a golf course that doesn't have a higher percentage chance of any other option on that particular shot, and this is why you play one shot at a time,
yes,
then you're going to make a number. You know, I went out with a guy that won. He got a few bucks in his pocket from a sponsor, a friend of mine, actually. And he went out, and he would call me at night and say, hey, here's what I did today. And he was playing one of the mini tours out there. And he had the talent. The downside is the talent he didn't have, he had grown up his whole life hitting it a long ways, like DJ, literally, right? So in his mind, he couldn't gear it down different levels. So he'd go out, and we'd go over each hole he played, and it's like, okay, what was this hole? Well, I made this on this hole. Why'd you make that? Well, what'd you hit off the first tee? What'd you hit on the second shot? How'd you approach the hole? How'd you play it? And I could tell you without him even telling me what happened on the hole. I'd say, wait a minute, let me tell you what happened. He'd go, yeah, that's right. You weren't even there. How'd you know? Well, duh. It's a management decision.
Right.
So you have to play one shot at a time and be patient for things to happen. And patience has to do with percentage chance of success. Yeah, you can chip the ball, putt it from the fringe, whatever. But is the pitch, chip, or putt going to have the higher percentage chance of success getting around the hole? That's the one you got to go with. It's not like, well, this is my favorite club. I'm a one-club Joe. I hit my 60-degree from anything 50 yards in.
64 now.
It's my 60-degree wedge. Yeah. You're not really playing golf. You're just throwing shots away.
If you're hitting a pitch shot from one section of the green to the other, the 64-degree wedge works great. And how about that?
How about that
Gary
stymie
Woodland?
Shot?
People go,
what's a stymie? Caddy Mike, what's a stymie? First, let's start there. What's a stymie?
A stymie is the part of the old rules of golf where, let's say, you hit a putt and it ended up 6 inches short of the hole on my line. Well, you just left it there. So I was going to have to figure a way to get around it. Or all of the old pros, and if you look at some of the video, are able to take their mid-iron or whatever it was and hit it, pop it over that, and plop
into the
it
hole.
In.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that went away. And I love playing golf with stymies. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to touch the ball till you pick it out of the hole, right? So there's a strategy to the stymies. You know, I can, like, man, this is a difficult putt for me to make, but it's easier to get it in front of Mike's line. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave myself a one-footer, but between Mike's ball and the hole. Now, he's got to figure out, oh, wow, that dirty dog.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly what
he
I'm
just
thinking.
Just stymied me.
Yes.
So, Gary Woodland stymied himself on the 17th green.
In effect.
Yeah. He couldn't putt the ball.
If he putted it, he even said afterwards that he would probably, the closest he'd get were 10 or 15 feet left and past the hole. This was the only chance, because he had to pitch it over the kind of the corner of the green, land it, and he clipped it so beautifully. The ball hit once, checked, almost went in, actually. There was a time there when I thought it was going to be one of these Watson chip-ins.
On 17 at Pebble.
Nicklaus, one iron. It's going to go down in those three shots. It was three of the greatest shots. And at that time, the ending was, you know, I think he was one ahead, but Koepka's on 18, and it just almost
hunting
knocked,
birdie.
Not trying to knock it out in two.
He's hunting birdie on 18.
Yeah, so that was spectacular. All kudos to Gary Woodland, by the way. He played tremendous golf, four rounds in the 60s, under all that kind of pressure. He absolutely deserved to win.
Well, here's what's really cool. You know, I said we're going to talk a little bit about Ping. Well, we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Ping introduced their new G410 line. You got drivers. Mm-hmm. Fairways, hybrids, irons, right? And they came out in the spring, and all of a sudden they've gone crazy. And it got a little boost this past week because guess what? Gary Woodland's got the G410 in his bag.
Yes, he does.
And he had the fairway wood.
Yes, he does. And if speaking of this second greatest shot of, or I don't know which was, I couldn't have done either one of them. But on number 14. Now, first of all, let's go back to the driver real quick. You cannot win the U.S. Open unless you're driving the ball well.
In the fairway.
Let me repeat that. You cannot win the U.S. Open unless you're driving the ball.
In the fairway.
That well this week, long and straight with that driver. Gary is not a Ping endorsed player. He's a Wilson staff for the Blade Irons, which are great.
The new Blade.
Which are really, really great.
We sold out.
And by the way, Wilson now has 62, which is more majors than any other
brand. Yeah, they kept their streak going.
They kept it going. Once every decade since, like, Gene Saracen.
Years. Wow, I'm blur.
Yes, but so on the second shot, he hits a G410. There's like a low spin technology one or whatever. I think it's one of the two. 265 yards to a pin after he piped the driver down the middle, of course, on 14, which is a 580-yard dogleg right.
Up the hill.
Up the hill in cold marine
tucked
layer
pin.
Weather.
Guarded. It's guarded.
And he was debating what to do, and his caddy said, let's do this. And he rifled it. In fact, matter of fact, carried it 265, and then it checked, basically.
It's perfect.
It trickled into the rough there, but that gave him the cushion, he said later, to beat DJ. So it is going to be a tsunami, easy for you to say, started, Tom, when the G410 came out.
All right, so congratulations to Ping.
Ping for, Golf, play your best.
For the winning driver, mm-hmm. Wayne Fairweg. And, of course, there was an amateur in the tournament that really lit it up. And actually, I'm always rooting for an amateur to win a major.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Victor?
Yeah. Victor Hovland.
Mm-hmm.
Played Oklahoma, right?
Oklahoma State. He's from the Netherlands. And he won the U.S. Amateur at Pebble Beach last year, which got him into the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. And he played with Koepka, I think. He's playing with the top players, never back down. You know, he's one of these guys. There's a couple of them coming out right now. And
they're like tanks, man.
Matthew Wolf is going to play. But Victor Hovland, who could go with anybody, and everybody wanted him. And he's
number one amateur in the world,
folks. Number one amateur in the world, NCAA champion. He clearly has the mental. You talk about the mental game. He's got the physical game.
Phenomenal.
He's long. Mental game. For two rounds, he was right there.
The round I enjoyed is where he started struggling. I thought,
yep.
Let's see. Show me. I'm from Missouri. Show me. And he did.
Came right back.
He grinded mm-hmm. right through it. Mm-hmm. Finished strong, and then last day finished strong.
Yep.
Right?
And speaking of Ping.
Well, he had a G410 driver in his bag. Mm-hmm. Fairway.
Yep.
I blade high irons and I-210 irons. Through the rest of the bag, I think mm-hmm. I have three, four, five blade and a six through wedge, I-210, mm-hmm. what I've got in my bag. And he was turning pro after the event.
Yep.
And he turned pro.
Yep.
And signed with Ping.
Yes, he did. I saw him playing up at the Travelers, and he's got the, you know, there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those Ping hats.
Louis Oosthuizen.
Coming out now. People like Louis Oosthuizen.
Had the new blueprint irons.
Lee Westwood is back on
Lee
his
Westwood.
Game, playing great. Miguel Angel, of course. But for this young kid, who can go anybody, and everybody, I'm sure, wanted to sign him, he said, well, I'm going to go with the best ones. And they have
Ping. So, and Ping. Yeah. Ping signs the best ones.
Yeah.
Right? So
a lot of people have been doing anonymously, like when Patrick Reed won the Masters and so on. But, you know, when you're stepping up. And it's true of Brooke Henderson, for instance, probably the best player on the LPGA Tour, won her ninth. She's 21 years Tom.
She's the winningest men or ladies
golfer
in Canadian history.
Professional history. Yeah. She's 21 or two. I would like to invest in some Brooke Henderson stock, please.
Ping, right?
Ping golf, play your best.
Hey, play
your
best.
They're
well,
playing
folks,
their major this week, too.
Well, folks, keep this in mind, all right? Mm-hmm. If you want your junior golfer to play their best, Ping has the most phenomenal junior clubs on the planet called Prodigy.
That's a good name.
Right? Your junior future tour star could be a Prodigy. Yeah. So why not have them play Prodigy junior golf clubs? These are real junior golf clubs, folks. Come in to Ed and Watts Golf Shop, get them fitted up and ordered. And here's the cool thing, because you know, if you did what I did, we have to feed our children because, you know, you feed them or not, they still grow.
Yeah.
Right? So what Ping does, they have a program. If you buy seven clubs or five clubs? I can't remember.
Five or seven.
I'll look it up and let you know.
Yep.
I got so much on my mind.
Right.
As they grow, you get, once you buy that certain number of clubs, they grow, you can send them in one time for a free refit.
Awesome.
As they grew.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep playing them as they go along, and bam.
Boys and girls, too. I was just thinking of my granddaughters. You
perfect.
Know,
perfect.
Eloise, Olivia Grace. She could hand the one down. They could both
there you go.
Get the, you know, the adjustment. Perfect.
So stop by your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop out at Ponte Vedra Beach and A1A and Southside at Phillips and Shad Road and check out the Ping Prodigy Junior Golf Clubs. We got to go to our next break here on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro, with Katie Mike Creo, Super Looper, Mayor Matt in the Box. We're brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. Be right back.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, Matt, thanks for little Bob Seger. Yeah. I had front row to him when I was 18.
Did you guys get to go see him a few weeks ago when he was here?
No, I had a different opportunity come up. Mm-hmm. I wanted to so bad.
But you saw him, the front Silver row. Bullet Band, 1976, 1977, 1978, right around in there.
Yeah, it was actually a replacement concert because he ran into, you know, he always had throat issues.
Yes.
And so he had to cancel the original concert, and then it was a makeup concert. But the tickets were still good, front and center. I still have pictures at home.
What
my
a
photo
catalog.
Album. Unreal,
that.
Man. Mm-hmm. And that's back when you had to sneak the camera in.
Camera? What's that?
I snuck a 35 millimeter in.
I know. You use your smartphone?
I know. I got to see, had two great tickets for $7.50 at the Fort Wayne Coliseum, man. Unbelievable.
So anyway, hey, here's a few
thank
thoughts. You know, let's go back a little bit to Gary Woodland and that phenomenal shot. So now, you know, I thought about it this week and thought, how many people out there are going to go out and try this shot? You know,
you're talking about the wedge on the green?
The stymie, yep.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, so here, before you do this, folks.
All the greenskeepers, if the greenskeeper, if like Bill Murray calls in and says, no, don't. Are you going to tell him how to do it, Tom?
Well,
no.
That's
negligent, isn't it? If he does that?
I'll teach you how to do it, but I'm
there
not
going
to tell
come
you.
You have to come in to Edwin Watts Golf Shop.
All right.
Two locations.
So here's four questions that you need to run through your mind very realistically before you cost the golf course a lot of money and having to repair your mess on the green. Number one, are you good enough to pull off the shot?
And that's the most important part.
Of course, you know, somebody's going to go, well, how am I getting good enough? I can't practice it, right?
Well, the first time you practice it should not be done the first time you encounter it.
Correct. All right. Are you playing in a cutthroat match? That's an easy one for me because every match I play in is cutthroat. I'm going to beat you like a drum.
That's why in the that's why in the Guggen Open I didn't play against you, Tom.
Oh, man. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Man,
right up until the time the lightning bolt struck.
And I wish I could have played those last two par fives.
There were
I
two
was
par
looking
fives.
Low, Bradley.
You
I was looking
have,
low.
You would have shot 68 or 69, and Tom hardly ever plays. But, of course, he does have Ping Golf technology, so I'm telling you.
All right.
Okay, so you're cut. So you got the first two. You can pull it off, and you're cutthroat. So
all
now
right.
Tom is still in the competition.
Does the grounds crew really deserve this punishment?
Well, the answer to that is no. Well,
it depends on how much you pay him up front.
Oh well.
here's a fin. Okay. I'm gonna on the seventh green today. I'm gonna intentionally do this to like mind zap my opponents.
Yeah.
I'm gonna frost them. They're gonna see this and go, oh wow.
Uh oh.
We got to play this guy all day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number four, is putting around the obstacle really so shameful?
And you can still make three, by the way.
Absolutely.
Knock it left and make the, you know, 15-footer.
So really the big question is this a U.S. Open match or is it your buddies?
Hmm.
Okay? Hmm. The real question is, it's not the U.S. Open, so right. Put around it.
Put around it.
Save the golf course $3,000.
That's right. And if Tom, who would do it, let's say you did try it and you had I would use my Ping I2 1988 model L wedge.
That'll work.
Which would work if you clip the ground. If there's any kind of verticality, any kind of steepness. Now, let's say I did chunk it or whatever. Is proper etiquette to go back to the cart and get that sand, the canister that has the sand and fill it in like a divot? Or because it's on the green, would you just not want to do that?
Yeah, here's...
you want to go to 18 real quick. And
you want
to get out of there.
You want to Drive the court, your golf cart immediately to the parking lot, get in the car.
Your
and
playing
leave.
Partner should say, that's good.
Oh, man. Okay. How about Michelle Wee?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, sometimes you just got to like look yourself in the mirror and what go, okay, let's get real here.
I feel badly for Michelle Wee, the person. Michelle is probably 29 now, Tom, and, you know, 15 years ago when she was 13, 14, she played in the Sony Open as an amateur and things like that. But I think instead of, if she could do it again, if her family and her could do it again, I think they would just let her
Not her dad.
Well,
her dad. Just leave her dad out of this one.
Yeah. That she would have just played golf against her girls and young woman players, 13, 14, 15, and win the junior amateurs and win the junior this and win the junior that and play high school golf and then, you know, go to college and then maybe do the – or, you know, she could have easily turned pro. I get it. You know, 18, 19, she's a special player like Lexi Thompson or somebody. But the whole idea of trying to play against or test your skills against men professional golfers or I'm going to try and qualify for this or that – I think it put too much pressure on her and her natural ability. She was tall, strong, beautiful. They call her the Big Wheezy because Ernie Els did.
Big Easy Wheezy.
Because she had this long flowing
She got locked up.
Beautiful.
Paralysis then, by analysis, mentally
that,
blocked.
That came in,
works.
Too much coaching, mechanical playing, mechanical putting, which should be natural, and then injuries, which I feel for her a little bit. She won the U.S. Open 2014 at Pinehurst, which was great. But she had the kind of talent that was a 50-win player. And
yeah, we don't know what went on behind the scenes between coach and dad.
Turn the clock back. But
so,
I feel
I'm not
going to
name
bit.
Coach or
said,
dad. I'm just going to say that, look, if I think part of a coach, number one, part of a parent is not being overbearing on a child, pushing them to beyond where they are in their life. I think guidance is perfect.
Yeah.
Support, guidance, confidence instilling.
Encouragement.
But here's where the coach comes in, the instructor, professional. Professional has to understand and recognize when the parents are being overbearing and crossing that line.
Yeah.
All this has to be set up in advance because I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that there was something not right between the coach, I'm not going to name names, and the parent, okay, that – interfered with what she could have done in her career.
Yes. In some person's cases, Sergio and Victor Garcia, Justin Thomas and his father, that type of Jim Furyk and his dad, the father is also the coach. But in most cases, there should be Charlie Nicklaus and there should be Jack Grout. You know, I mean, Tiger was coached a lot by his father in his junior days, but once he needed swing instruction, he went to like Butch Harmon or somebody like that and let him coach him.
Tiger was ridden all over California to Joe Norwood, Eddie Marins.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
the old pro.
Yeah, they ran him around. They put him on the Mike Douglas show. I mean, they drove this kid right, and he endured, and look what he did. But, you know, there's a fine line. I see it coming in shop. I see parents that are like, you know, you're going to be a tour player. And I'm like, oh, wow. I do. I go, wow.
Wow.
How many times I've seen
this? Pretty high
years.
Standard.
And then I see a lot of parents come in, and they're so supportive, and they're like, yeah. And they give them their free reign to explore and learn on their
own. Introduce them to golf. It is
wonderful.
Get involved with good coaching, whether it be local coaching, if they want to. But we saw this at the U.S. Open. Gary Woodland is an all-around athlete who played basketball at a very high level, baseball and basketball in college, and he was telling people, they said, have you envisioned doing this, making a 30-footer in the last green at Pebble Beach to win the U.S. Open? He said, no, but I have envisioned making a three-point basket at the University of Kansas, let's say, where he's from. So it's the same mental image, isn't it? I mean, it's a competitiveness. It's a drive. Gary's 35. It just took him that long to put all the pieces together. What's wrong with that?
Right. And who knows what happens in the next 3 years with
him? Who knows?
Okay, because now there's a...
There's a confidence
factor. Here's the adjustment of lifestyle change that's going to happen.
It is.
Now, I got to believe this guy's tough as nails based on things that have happened in his personal life.
He's a real nice young man.
Unreal. Did you see Monday on the, was it Today Show?
Yes.
Yeah, that was so cool, man.
It
was so cool.
Great.
They had
Amy on.
Yeah, they had her on the show. And she had no clue.
That he was coming.
He was coming.
Yeah. And you know, Amy, speaking of local golf, Amy was watching the U.S. Open with Michelle Tesori and Isaiah at their house and her parents, because they had seen the thing that happened at the Waste Management in Scottsdale. They were so moved by it because their son Isaiah, you know, it has Down syndrome, and Amy and Michelle got in touch with the parents, and we want to get together. How did you raise yours? What are some suggestions? All that kind of good stuff. And she brought this great attitude, and she was literally in their living room. So they, you know how modern technology is, FaceTiming and stuff. And she was FaceTiming Gary in the press area with the trophy in his hand. And so on Monday, she was doing a tour on the Today Show. And who's, you know, the Wizard of Oz, look who's behind the curtain. And who was it there, Tom?
Mr. Woodland.
Yeah.
U.S. Open champion.
U.S. Open
2019.
Champion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he brings it out. He's got trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and she said Sunday while she was watching him, you got this, Gary.
You got this, Gary. And he literally draws, he was inspired by her confidence, her love of the game, her love of life. He said many times the world needs more Amys. That's one of the things I love about golf, because cool stuff like this happens. You know, when the good people win and the people that give and are kind and generous. Gary has, they have a son, and they're getting ready to have
twins.
Girls. Oh, yeah. Coming
twins.
Out soon.
Isn't that awesome?
And he's just a nice man. He plays at the Furyk and Friends tournament here. And just, you know, he's a giver. And so it's just great to see. I was very impressed and real happy for him and Amy and, you know, the whole nine yards.
So here's a guy that he's arrived, and now it's going to be fun to watch to see in the next 3 years, because you know, that's kind of the ironing out.
You got to kind of narrow it down and not, you know.
I'm anxious
so much
for him, and I know that he's going to have a ton of fans every week when he tees it up.
I think so.
Absolutely, because, I mean, there's not a bad thing ever said about this guy.
Yeah.
He's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's all in, and he means what he says. All right, so I love that. I love that. I love that. Now, I love this. Now, Phil has finally stepped up, and he's kind of put it out there that I don't have very many more chances, and I'm probably not going to win the Open, the U.S. Open.
Right.
Okay? But stranger things have happened. Golf is a funny game, and obviously he can tee it up
with
the best of
them. He'll be eligible for the next 5 years. He's going to try as hard as he can. I think that he put everything into this year. You know, he won in Pebble Beach in the spring or in February. He's familiar with the course. He likes the course. He thought, if everything goes my way and works, it can happen. But it wasn't. And right at this second, he doesn't have the game on that type of course as Brooks Koepka and as Gary demonstrated, Justin Rose and so forth. He's going to keep trying, and he'll win tournaments. But I think he's going to play as hard as he can,
well,
enjoy
it's
himself.
Wingfoot next year.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well,
Wingfoot is where the disaster happened, you know, in 1996.
Here's a fun $100 bet. Phil Mickelson.
As a matter of fact,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, think
That's
about
you,
it.
Tom.
He was this close at Wingfoot.
That him
He's
and,
a shot maker.
Him and Monty should have been an 18-hole playoff the next day.
Yeah, Wingfoot is not a blaster's golf course. It is
sir.
Shot maker's golf course. So, hey, I think a fun bet.
315 yards in the left trees is not a good place to be at Wingfoot.
Put a $100 bet down on Phil right now for
if I had 100.
I mean, think about it.
If I had 100,
so,
I might.
I think if he's got a shot, that's going to be a legitimate shot.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a shot to take another break here on InterWatch Golf Shop Radio Hour with Caddy Mike Crail, Tom Ashe, the old pro, Mayor Matt in the box. We'll be right back. We're brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Ed and Watts Golf Radio Hour this beautiful Saturday morning here in Northeast Florida with two incredible Edwin Watts Golf Shops locations near you for all of your golfing needs. On the south side, Phillips Highway and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall, right next door to Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles and Dogtopia. Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A and Butler, back at the Home Depot Plaza. Stop out and see Bill, Rob, and John and the gang. And while you're there at Ponte Vedra, rent some golf clubs for a friend who's in town that didn't bring his clubs.
Mm-hmm. Or if he just wants to use better clubs than the ones he owns. Either way.
Stop in your local Ed and Watts Golf Shop. See all the summer specials going on right now. There's a ton of them. And drop your name in the bucket for a chance to win a limited U.S. Open Callaway Tour staff bag. Few days left to go. I think you got to get in by the 24th, folks. So got a few days left to go. Caddy Mike, and what's in the corner?
Yes, I want to let everybody know that the web.com has been replaced as the golf tour sponsor for the tour that plays you into the PGA Tour. A company called Korn Ferry, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm, announced a new 10-year deal to become the sponsor for the that tour, which is awesome. So when you're out there on tournaments, it'll say Korn Ferry Tour instead of web.com. I want to give a great thanks out to David Brown. He went to high school here, Fletcher High School, and he was the web.com CEO. Last fall, he sold the company to Sirius Capital, and he retired. So thank you, because web.com was a great partner here, Atlantic Beach Country Club, and also at Sawgrass, the Valley Course. A lot of great players to web.com still live here, and we want to thank them for their support of PGA Tour Golf and this community. And lastly, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my Uncle Charles, who was on the 20th, which was Thursday. Teresa, who is my dad's favorite sister. And my most important, their mother and dad, on the 24th, is both their birthdays. So happy birthday to Andy and Marie Correo on Monday. And I'll see you in 4 weeks at Festa Italiana.
Wow, I miss those big festivals.
Up in Milwaukee.
We're talking
it's
about
great.
It. Yep.
Absolutely
yep.
great, Tom.
Yeah, the Midwest cities have some
they know how to do it.
You know,
Italian,
festivals.
German, Irish.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're great.
I'd like to see something like that in downtown Jacksonville. I mean, we
need
have
to
such
do
a,
that.
A great group of people mm-hmm. in the city. We could have all downtown one big mm-hmm. bash, right?
Awesome.
Well, folks, we certainly appreciate you tuning in this Saturday morning on the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. And I want you to remember this. We talked about patience, right, Caddy Mike?
We did.
All right. Well, keep this in mind, folks, as you're playing your golf. A good golfer has the determination to win and the patience to wait for the breaks. Always, it's about patience, folks. It's not about how fast you can get it in the hole. It's about patiently waiting for it to get into the hole. Anyway, we appreciate you tuning in every Saturday morning. We're live, and we're brought to you by Ping Golf. What color code are you? Well, you want to find out? Stop in our other sponsor, Edwin Watts Golf Shops, and find out what color code you are. Doesn't take very long at all. It mm-hmm. might change your game forever.
Absolutely
Ping
will.
Golf. Hey, Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction. Guaranteed, we will see you down the fairway.
And stay hydrated out there, please. Gonna feel like 100. See you next week.